know, we are like lights in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. We're just going to keep going here. Okay. So he's saying, Titus, but neither Titus who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. And that because a false brethren, unawares brought in, who came in privily to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage, to whom we gave place by subjection. No, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. It's interesting. It's a sentence that's almost like incomplete, because he starts off, neither Titus was compelled to be circumcised, etc. Now, he says, false brethren, unawares brought in. You know, that means smuggled. You know, they came in secretly. Why? They had a purpose. They wanted to spy. To spy out our liberty. Liberty is freedom. Liberty in Christ. You know, we talked a lot about the liberty we have in Christ in Romans 14. Remember, liberty is not for us to cause our brother to stumble. But we also don't receive weak brothers to doubtful disputation. Or certainly not false brethren coming in unaware. And what's the point of this? They want to spy out the liberty to bring people back into bondage. And every religious church that has some sort of legalistic requirement, like you got to follow the Sabbath, they're trying to bring you back into bondage. They want to bring you into the bondage of the law. And the problem is, you can never be righteous like that, following those commandments. Meaning, you make this grocery list of things you got to do, and things you can't do, and the things you should do. You will never obtain righteousness by that way. The only way you will obtain righteousness is by believing the promise of God that you will be righteous. You believe it, and you do your best, but you know that it comes from God, and you wait for it to come in reality. I mean, I think the law is honorable, and people who try to follow it, the law is good. But in you is no good. And you cannot be made righteous by the law. You cannot be justified by the law, because all the law ever does is condemned. Well, the point of the law is, bears repeating from the book of Romans, is the law will witness to the righteousness which is in us by faith. I mean, the righteousness we receive by faith, which is true righteousness, not just imputed, but it is imputed and we are actually delivered from the ungodliness. As Jesus said, he will make you free indeed. But the law is, it bears witness to the righteousness. You know, it says in verse 21, I'm referring to verse 21 of Romans 3, where it says, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there's no difference, meaning between Jews and Gentiles. All who believe and receive the righteousness of God, the law is a witness. Why is the law a witness? Because the law, you look at the law and say, well, yeah, they're righteous all right. Now, obviously, it's the righteousness of the law and the true things of the law. Obviously, if you're going to look at it from the perspective of a Jew, but the thing is, I'm not a Jew. So, and those commandments to wear, see, the thing is, the Gentiles were never commanded, okay, you've got to wear fringes on your garments, you cannot mix your fabrics, you cannot eat certain foods. God didn't give those commandments to the Gentiles. What did God give the Gentiles? He gave the Gentiles the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's harder for the Jews to let go of those laws than it is for the Gentiles to simply receive the truth. But there are always elements of people who want to go back to the Old Testament and, not understanding the teachings of Paul, try to bring people into righteousness by causing them to adhere to these laws which don't apply. You don't have to be circumcised. And they usually don't ask you that. They usually like to say, oh, well, it's the Ten Commandments you have to obey. And so you see, and that always means the Sabbath. They want you to get to following the Sabbath. We covered that extensively in Romans chapter 13, 14. But of these, who seem to be, verse 6, who seem to be somewhat, whatsoever they were, it maketh no matter to me, God accepteth no man's person. For they who seem to be somewhat, in conference, added nothing to me. But contrariwise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed to me, and the gospel of the circumcision was committed to Peter, for he that wrought effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, the same was mighty in me toward the Gentiles. And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace was given unto me, or that grace was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship, that we should go to the heathen, and they to the circumcision. Only they would that we should remember the poor, the same which I also was forward to do. Okay. Hold. I like verse 6. I was like, those who seem to be somewhat. Well, going back to verse, you know, we didn't give place subjection to these false brethren. We didn't like, you know, it's like, I've seen these, like, movies, right? Where, I remember this movie on Luther I saw once, and he's brought into the council, and he sits under them, and he tries to go through the system. You know, because they're important people. They're bishops, and so on and so forth. You know, it'd be like if I went to a denomination, and I tried to plead my case to some higher up. And I'm not even a member of there. I mean, if I was a member, let's say I was a new member or a young person who start. Let's say you're in a denomination and you try to study the Word of God, and you do, and you come up with things that are not quite in line with your denomination. Well, there's no hope. You're not going to change the. I mean, I'll tell you what. There are people changing denominations out there, but they're almost all for the worse. You know, they start. You know, now they're ordaining women. Well, only, you know, I don't believe in ordination for men, anyways.